Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Okay, good morning, everyone. Last day of the year as we open up another Parents Coach and Parent Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, this is going to be another informative show. We need to readdress an issue that we had some time ago. But before I go into that, let me let my man, Mr. Keith Wright, be there.
Up a student of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Like I said, that was my man, Mr. Keith Wright, current ball player at the University of Harvard. Check him out sometime. If time you see Harvard's basketball team going to be on TV, go ahead and check out my man, Mr. Keith Wright. I think it's number 54, playing for the University of Harvard. He put together that little piece for the Parents Coach Parent Network. And as always, we got some great information for you today. Well, let's see what we're going to talk about, you know. I posted something up on my Facebook page, Parents Coach Parent Network page, and I just gave you some insight on this issue that has popped up and something that we need to be very much aware of, something that we need to seriously consider trying to make sure our voice is going to be heard in this issue. And what I mean by that, I simply mean that we as parents need to address this issue to someone of concern, whether or not it's to our school athletic director or school president or whatever school our children are attending. You know, we need to bring this subject up. Because if we don't, I think we're doing a serious injustice to our or for our children. And what I'm talking about today, I'm talking about, if you remember back in October 27th, which was on Thursday, the NCAA Division I Board of Directors had some major changes were approved. And when I say they were approved, that means folks just actually said, hey, okay, sounds good, looks good. Let's put some work in on this. Or let's bring this subject into play. And from there, we went on to say, okay, that's the case. That's what we're going to do. Let's talk about it. And let's go through some of those some of those reform statements. The NCAA on October 27th of 2011, after being plagued by all this scandal, very quickly moved on identifying some areas that they needed to be addressed. On Thursday, the Division I Board of Directors approved a package sweeping reform that gives conference, now here's the key part to this whole issue, gives conferences the option, key word there is option, give conferences the option of adding more money to scholarship offers. Also, schools the opportunity to award scholarships for multiple years. Also, they impose tougher academic standards on recruits and take a serious look at the college basketball, or should I say the summer basketball recruiting model. You know, now this was taken a look at by the board of directors. And they said, okay, hey, this is fine. This is what we should do. Let's move forward on it. Let's put this thing into play. Now, the operative word here is option. The conference gave the conference the option. In other words, these schools had the option of whether or not they wanted to do it or don't want to do it. To me, if the NCAA is putting it out like that, these schools are member services or are members of the NCAA, then there shouldn't be an option. This should be, okay, hey, figure out a way. Let's put this in place, and we need to have this in place by X amount of date. Some schools can start earlier. Some schools can start at a later date. But there should have been a cutoff to say, hey, everything, this needs to be in place. And if you need a modification, okay, this is the modification that you're going to be able to apply to this here, these changes. But there will be some form of these changes put in place at your institution by said date. And even if you gave them 3 years to implement all this, okay? Now, you know, some of the changes that was put out there, again, you know, money, additional money was added to scholarships, multiple years for scholarships, you know, because currently, as we all know, but we actually oftentimes we overlook it, or it doesn't register, or in some cases, I honestly believe, and I've talked to several parents, and that was my selling point to get them into the Parents Coach of Parents Network, was that scholarships are only 1 year at a time. If your child receives a scholarship, that scholarship is for 1 year at a time, and that 1 year may or may not be renewed at the end of that year. It's an option of the coach and his staff to say, hey, okay, well, based upon X, Y, Z, we're not going to renew that scholarship. Has it been done? Yes. Have children been on scholarship 1 week, and then when it was time to review and renew that scholarship, ended up being told that we're going to have to reduce it down to bare minimum, or you know, you're not performing at the standard that we expect you to perform, and as a result, turned around and got that kid out of there. Yes, it has. It has happened. So why we as parents should allow something like this to happen? You know, once upon a time, or at some point in time, you know, we all fell under that myth that everything was a full scholarship. You know, full scholarship. You think a full scholarship, or coach used the terminology full scholarship, you're thinking, okay, 4 years guaranteed, without a doubt, your child college tuition and everything is going to be paid for. No. Full scholarship, if you receive that, maybe for that full year, everything is covered. Why not guarantee these kids 4 years of education? In a lot of cases, my opinion, that the reason why they're not going to guarantee these kids, or a lot of institutions do not want to guarantee these kids 4 years of education, because of the simple fact that, for that sole reason I just stated a second ago, where, you know, you may decide to get rid of a kid, you know, just like, you know, some of the coaches say, okay, a prettier, you know, you take a girl to the dance, but a prettier girl walks in the door, what's going to happen? You're going to all of a sudden turn your attention towards that other pretty girl. Come on now. Our children shouldn't be pawns and shouldn't be used in that manner. Trust me, if that child was able to bring $100,000 to that institution based upon his or her performance, they wouldn't think about hesitate on giving that child a four-year scholarship because they look at those dollar signs. So let's be real with this here, and let's bring this conversation to the table. Give us a call today at 624-9723, 624-9723. We love to hear from you. Love to hear from you here on the Parents Coach and Parent Network, because we want to know what you really think about this particular issue. You know, some of the other things, like I said, adding more money to the scholarship program. Adding more money is also considering giving these kids some money for a little stipend. You know, give us a call today, 624-9723. 624-9723. We'd love to hear from you, see what you got to say about this particular topic. And I say that because just as fast as I say, you know, we went with this here issue and the NCAA has jumped on board to try to reform this. Well, just the other day, they came back and said, well, I don't think we're going to do that. And that's when I posted it up on our Facebook page that the NCAA, or should I say member institutes, are stepping back on their promise. Or they're not taking that option to put this into play. That's why I, you know, posted on the event page that schools object to multiple-year scholarships. But here's the kicker. They decided to pay coaches more. They decided to pay coaches more. Come on now, is that for real? Is that for real? Yep. Is that for real? You know, that's something that we seriously need to look at, because I think that's so wrong. That is not doing anybody fair. And as a result, like I always say, our kids, our children, are the ones that take the kicker in the end. You know, when they talked about adding in, the board also approved the measure to allow operative word there, the key word there, allow the conferences to vote on providing up to $2,000 for additional money, you know, spending money. You know, just like they had back in 1972. That's the last time it actually happened, back in 1972, when student athletes did receive that stipend. But they wanted to make sure that it didn't get twisted up, played up, or crossed up with that pay-to-play situation. So as a result, they gave them that little stipend money. But nowadays, or today, they're trying to pull back on all that. Let's take a look at that article that came out about the NCAA. No, let's take a look at that and see exactly what they're talking about here. Where's my article at? Okay, as I pull up this article. It says NCAA schools object to multi-year scholarships, but here it is. But pay coaches more. They want to pay the coaches more. It says, for the second time in less than 2 weeks, schools object to a reform measure sought by the university president. Now, university president and the president of the NCAA are the ones that said that this sounds like a good deal. University presidents and NCAA president decided to approve this. But more than 75 schools are asking to override the plan approved in October and allow the multi-year scholarship. Rather than a one-year renewable award, they wanted to override the multi-year scholarships and don't want to go with the one. Want to go back to the one-year award, you know. So come on, that's not right. That is not right. That's the Division I Board of Directors sat down the other day and said, "Hey, okay, let's do this." So this will go back into vote, and on December 15th, they decided not to. They decided to suspend this stuff. In addition to that, they decided to suspend the $2,000 also that they were considering giving athletes as a stipend for cost of living. Now, at least 125 schools objected to that. 125 schools. You know, that's enough for them to say, no, we don't want to do it. So as a result, the higher number of protesters allow the organization to immediately put the change on hold. That's what happened. Okay, both measures were pushed by the president earlier on in the year, like I said, October 15th. So now they decided to put all that on hold. You know, and nevertheless, talk about the amount of money that these schools raise on a regular basis. You know, chime in on it. Give us a call this morning, 624-9723. We need to talk about this, parents. We need to seriously talk about this issue because this is an issue that that seriously needs to be addressed. You know, you talk about some of the other things. The Drake group, headed up by the former university president of a University of Ohio, a professor and past president, he heads up the Drake group. And the Drake group is a watchdog organization that oversees or should be overseeing the NCAA. Maybe we need to reach out to the Drake group and say, hey, okay, what y'all going to do or what action are you going to take? The NCAA is scheduled to meet in January to vote on this issue. So right now it's on hold until, until they meet in January. So if we start, which is, you know, starting tomorrow, of course, but if we start making noise about it now and contacting our schools and contacting our athletic directors and trying to find out, you know, okay, what do you know about it and what action are you going to take on it? And is your school for it or against it? You know, just to get a feel. But just at the same time, let them know that you're educated enough to know something about it and know what action should be taken. Because our children benefit in the long run. You know, our children benefit in the long run. And these coaches that come out here and they recruit them and promise them this and promise them that while they're recruiting them will now have to hold because now they got that child for 4 years, providing that that child does not disqualify him or herself. Now, this is Division I. I'm talking Division I only. So, let's not get it mistaken with anything else. This is strictly Division I. You know, I just don't know. Just don't know where to start. Just don't know where to start. You know, think about some of these big-time schools, these BCS schools. You know, hey, they should have no problem were adding additional money into, you know, scholarship program because they make enough money. Think about it. How often did you see, especially these, okay, let's go with the two key schools. Let's go with LSU and Alabama. Think about what their coaches make. Their coaches, the money that their coaches make each year, okay, for 1 year, is probably enough to pay each one of the athletes on their team a stipend, and he's still not suffering. You know, he's still not suffering. Why do we have coaches out here making millions of dollars for coaching? I understand that, you know, he's out there, he's working 365 days a year, he's working with our children, he's doing this, he's doing that, you know, all these other kind of things. Okay, true. Wow, is greed that important? You know, you think about what some of these coaches make in comparison. You take a simple conference such as some of these smaller schools, smaller conferences. I'd be willing to bet some of these big Division I coaches make what the entire conference staff, every coach in that conference make in 1 year. If you combine them coaches' salary in 1 year, you got some of these big Division I coaches like BCS and some of these other coaches that make that and some can absorb their entire annual salary for the whole conference into his paycheck and still have enough change left over to pay everybody two or three times over. So think about it. These schools are making money hand over fist. So why not implement these things that was suggested earlier in the year? Why renege on them now? Or was that initially just done just for the sole fact of, you know, trying to pacify somebody at the time? And then when it got down to the schools, they got down to the schools, all of a sudden now we decide that, nah, I don't think we're going to do that. Or, no, the heat done got off us because we said we were going to do something, so now the heat is off our back, so now we can renege on it. That's a politician move. You know, hate to say it, hate to put it that way, that's a politician move. That's one of the moves that we see them politicians doing to us all the time. You know, they'll talk a good story during the time period that they're up for election, but the minute that an election goes away and they're in office, all of a sudden now what you got? You got them doing something totally different. Give us a call today at 624-9723, 624-9723. We'd love to hear it from you. I don't know. I thought I had a few folks that was going to join me on the call today, but evidently not. And kind of interesting because I was interested in hearing what they had to say. I thought I had a parent that was going to call in who has a couple student athletes in the ACC and a couple student athletes in the Big Ten. So, well, parents, I'm going to wind down there since I ain't getting any calls today. Hopefully, we may have to redo the show again and provide you some more information. But this has been M.H. Scott, and we've been here at the Parents Coach and Parent Network. We'd love to hear from you. Hopefully you'll join us sometime. Follow us on Facebook at Parents Coach and Parent Network, or you can also follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. Hey, if you ever have any questions or anything that we can help you with, you can always email us at pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. Well, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Help us help you get an understanding of what's going on out there with your children. Well, Keith, carry us out.
Student of the game, had people